D-Day, the Unheard Tapes. Powerful eyewitness accounts of the Battle for Normandy, 1944, by Geraint Jones. Read by Justin Avoth, with an introduction and epilogue read by the author.
Introduction. On the morning of 6th of June, 1944, a British landing craft carrying US Army Rangers ground ashore on Omaha Beach. The Germans opened fire with machine guns practically down the throat of the ramps, Captain John Rain remembered. Anyone who tried to go down the ramp died. The slaughter on Omaha was so terrible that some Allied soldiers on the beach thought that the invasion would fail. And yet, 2 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days later, aircraftman Frank Collins bore witness to the destruction of the German army as it retreated from Normandy. I saw people coming out of burning tanks with their bodies alight, their clothing alight. And for me, I think that was possibly the worst part of the war. Every day of the Normandy campaign brought fresh horrors for the men who killed and died to establish and then expand the Allied beachhead in Western Europe. D-Day and the Battle of Normandy are rightly recognised not only as a turning point in the Second World War, but as one of the most significant events in our history. As such, the campaign has been written about extensively, which prompts the question, why another book about D-Day? I believe that there are more than 2 million reasons, for this was the number of Allied soldiers who took part in the campaign. Add to that the French civilians whose homeland was turned into a battleground, and the Germans who stood against the Allied landings. Each of their stories deserves telling, but tragically, most never will be. Some of these stories were lost in battle when men were cut down in their youth. Others were taken to the grave. How common is it to hear that my granddad was in the war, but he never talked about it? It is exceptionally difficult to relive the worst days of one's life, and while compiling this book, watching and listening to interviews with veterans, I saw many tears and heard many voices crack or trail away. "You were the last person to talk to me about World War II," tank driver William Gast told his interviewer. "This is the end." The reason why men like William told their stories was not because they searched for any kind of glory for themselves, but out of a duty to their comrades. They did not want them to be forgotten, and they hoped that future generations might learn the lessons of history. The recollections of William and John were made available by the National World War II Museum in the United States. The remarkable archives of this institution, which includes the Eisenhower Center Peter Calico World War II Collection, University of New Orleans, and of the Imperial War Museums in Great Britain, have provided the basis for this book. The recollections of William and John were made available by the National World War II Museum in the United States. The remarkable archives of this institution, which includes the Eisenhower Center Peter Calico World War II Collection, University of New Orleans, and of the Imperial War Museums in Great Britain, have provided the basis for this book. Both are home to thousands of oral histories across rank, division, and regiment, creating a lasting historical record. I am incredibly thankful to them for that, and for their tireless dedication in documenting the service of our veterans. The Juno Beach Center's Legacy of Honor video collection also provided an invaluable resource. Any mistakes are, of course, my own. I am also grateful to authors who have told the story of Operation Overlord, as the Battle of Normandy was known, from a strategic and a tactical level. The movements of the armies, the battles they fought, and the interplay of the commanders has been written superbly in several volumes. Other authors, such as Stephen Ambrose, Roderick Bailey, and Giles Milton, have helped to bring the individual's experience to the fore. George MacDonald Fraser served as an infantry soldier in the Second World War and wrote, "With all military histories, it is necessary to remember that war is not a matter of maps with red and blue arrows and oblongs, but of weary, thirsty men with sore feet and aching shoulders, wondering where they are." So while there is some signposting in this book to give readers a general idea of who was where and when, its primary concern is with the experiences of the weary, thirsty men with sore feet and aching shoulders. It is an accompaniment to the groundbreaking BBC and History Channel documentary series D-Day, the Unheard Tapes, which has given new life to the voices of some of those who were part of this massive moment in our history by telling the stories of those who experienced D-Day firsthand in their own words from all sides of the conflict. The book seeks to build around those powerful documentary interviews with more than 150 contributors from different nations and military branches.